Tom Braybrook. Website. Braybrook.org. Facebook. Thomas Braybrook. Twitter. @VoteBraybrookHI. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, I am unaffiliated and independent. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Victoria. 2013 to 2022, 9 years, also 1975 to 1977, 3 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Retired, 10 years. Horticulturist, educator, small business owner, 34 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. 2-term municipal councillor 2000 to 2006, Niagara-on-the-Lake, on includes time as acting Lord Mayor. Chair Public Works, Planning and Finance Committees, Niagara-on-the-Lake, on 2-term Committee of Adjustment 1994 to 2000, Niagara-on-the-Lake, on Member, Regional Niagara Environmental Committee, various volunteer boards and committees of council. President, Niagara Parks Commission SOFH Alumni, Mississauga Beach Neighborhood ASIC, Niagara Tennis ASIC, more. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Experience. As so many incumbent councillors have vacated their seats, I felt my past experience in municipal politics would serve the community interests. Knowing the core role of a municipal councillor, understanding process, experience preparing motions, dealing with municipal staff and the public, chairing meetings of council and public meetings, all are skills acquired with experience and are necessary for the efficient function of council. Pragmatic. With experience comes a knowledge of what can, and what can't, be achieved at the municipal level. The practical application of city funds to routine matters and realistic solutions to complex issues is an essential skill. What are your top three issues? There is a clear disconnect between Victoria City Council and citizens. Restoring trust, improving communications and including residents' voices is a paramount concern. Implementing the recommendations of the MNP report on governance would be an important first step. Working towards a practical solution to the housing crisis through selective zoning of appropriate areas for densification, streamlining application processes, using tax policy to incentivize family dwellings and rentals, and lobbying senior governments to do their part in funding affordable housing. Continued support of bylaw enforcement and funding for VicPD is essential for the safety and wellness of all in our community. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Much is said by candidates about their grand vision. Mine is a simple one. A city where everyday things work, where the routine responsibilities of council have been met. A city where growth is managed for the benefit of all, with regard to the health, safety and wellness of all its citizens. A city where people genuinely feel their voices are heard, and their concerns are reflected in decisions and actions of council. A leader is best when people barely know he exists. When his work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will say, "We did it ourselves." Lao Tzu. What's one big idea you have for your community? An old idea is my big idea. Award system for Victoria would benefit by promoting democracy, increasing communication and accountability. The expense of a citywide campaign can be a barrier to many potential candidates. Covering a smaller area would be 1. Less expensive, 2. Allow candidates to meet more constituents, 3. Allow citizens to know candidates better, 4. Allow councillors to be more familiar with issues and more effectively present them at council, 5. Is more likely to ensure candidates are local. We might even be able to put an end to campaign signs as a bonus.